The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
No, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls, Steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Steel. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Lots of nominations and room for more. Room aplenty for more nominations. Get them, as you just heard, on the text line 615-844-5600 or on Twitter at Bill Is King. You can have it done either way. Let me pick the launch point for this hour. Tom got in there first. Not that they get you every time first, but in this case it does. He says, Pat, no balls to the Bill King, can I say leg humper fans? I probably shouldn't have said that. Not talking about Georgia men's basketball all season, but now blowing up my news feed because Georgia plays Ohio State in the not invited tournament tomorrow. He says, for that, no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to say leg humper, but it got out. It slipped. I shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have said that. Mike the Mad Dog down in Noonan, GA. Hey, Bill, how about for the Diamond Dogs, Balls of Steel sweeping Bama over the weekend? I think that's deserving. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, I think that's deserving. That's our crazy, at least the early portion of the intra-league play has been. Georgia goes to Kentucky and gets swept. Comes home, sweeps Alabama. A team that's playing good baseball, Bama. That's just life on the road, right, guys? Is that what you're telling me? Jim in Jupiter. Bill, a no balls of steel, he says, for the Florida State bullpen. A pathetic performance, Bill. No balls of steel, Patton.
Can we get some balls around here?
Topwater Assassin says, Bill, incredible weekend for Clemson. And he says that's going to get a balls of steel. Dramatic sweep over Florida State. Win in round of 64 versus New Mexico. Win in the round of 32 versus Baylor. That is a good weekend for Howard's Rock. Give them a balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That is. That's a good weekend. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of the United States of America. Bill, the jackhammer getting thrown at by Corn Dog U right between the eyes, then bashing a bomb off the scoreboard. Huge Balls of Steel, he says, to give to Mr. Jack. Mr. Cags right there, Patton.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
He said, no, yeah, he was also the winning pitcher in that game. Got a little chippy, huh? I could see that. LSU and Florida, that's probably an underrated rivalry just in general now. It's not a historic rivalry, meaning there's I remember back in the 50s that it was just a bitter, nothing like that. But it's an underrated, they've been in the same league forever together, but is it possible to be in the same league together for decades and decades and decades? They've been in the same league together since 1933. And there's history there, but nothing that makes it a rivalry-type history. When we talk about rivals on this show, and we talk about Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn, Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, I just mentioned. West Virginia and Pitt is underrated. The Egg Bowl is vastly underrated. Southern Cal, Notre Dame. You don't think of Florida LSU. You think of them as individual brands as very attractive, but you don't think about them as a rivalry. That's a relatively new, heated up rivalry dating back to the Hurricane controversy in football. It is. It's an underrated, you would think, because they've been in a league almost 100 years together, I would have more branding to give you there as those two as a tandem when it comes to a rivalry. But it is an interesting rivalry that's probably a little underrated. I think so. Ags and Strohs. Bill, Bulls have stealed a buzz and the Ag basketball team. They gave it their all last night. Good luck to the Cougs the rest of the way. Yeah, Houston, which is a one seed, had to get it to overtime to then win in overtime. I had that in a five-team parlay. But anyways, he said to the basketball season, they made it to round two, gave Houston all they wanted. Give the Aggie basketball team a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I think that's very appropriate. Yeah, I think so. It's going to be interesting. So, regular season, Rick, I'll go ahead and do it, Patton. Balls of Steel to Tennessee basketball and also Alabama basketball. They are in the Sweet 16. The only two out of eight SEC teams left, give them a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Regular season Rick, man. Johnny Vegas said, Bill, no Balls of Steel to himself. 13-7 this weekend. Betting baseball is not going to get it. Too much juice to make a profit. It's tough. No, it's tough. It's tough. But anyways, his overall record is fantastic. But he said, Patton, self-inflicting, no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Well, and maybe, and again, guys, I don't study it enough to know, but maybe the books are getting a little smarter with college baseball. He's right. It's hard to, if you're betting and you're trying to actually make money. Now, I've never bet because I thought I could get something, right? Like, if I win this, I can go, no. I bet for the fun, and historically, I've never bet. But I've really enjoyed, with the apps and everything getting cleared in various states, including Tennessee, I've bet more the last 3 years or whatever than I have in my entire life. I go 30, 40 years, not bet. But I'm enjoying it. I do it because I like having fun with it. And it is incorporated on the show. That's just where we're at. But with college baseball, you can have a high percentage. But it is difficult to win because you're mainly betting money lines. And you're usually betting $100, and I'm just throwing out a number. I could say $10, but let's just say $100 to win $30. It's tough. So if you're betting, $100 to win 30, and let's say you're 3 for 3, and then the fourth bet, you're betting 100 to win 30 and you lose, you're down. You've won 3 or 4 bets, but you're down because of that one bet, that one loss. That's the hard part of it. But he's done well with it. It's just you have to chip away, and I'm not that patient as he is. He's patient. He's willing to wait, look through things, pick out the best games and everything. I'm not as meticulous when it comes to that. Jim and Jupiter's got a little shot here. He said, Bill, balls of steel to Georgia for teaching ETN how to fit in. Whoa. Patney says, give Georgia balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Wow. What a shot there by Jim and Jupiter. Bill, balls of steel to Georgia for teaching ETN how to fit in. Wow. Just wow. 614 Rob. Bill, balls of steel to the Buckeye Pistol team winning their fourth natty in a row. That's right. The Ohio State Pistol team winning natties like John Wooden in the late 60s and early 70s at UCLA. Balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
That counts. How many of you have a school that you pull for that's got four natties in a row from the pistol team? You tell me. Yeah, you guys tell me. Jeff, too, said, Bill, balls of steel to his son, Thatcher, named the player of the game Saturday for his team in his flag football league. He had the best game of the year in their 20-9 win, two massive catches, and there's some highlight clips here. I'll retweet it. You guys want to scout Jeff Two's son, Thatcher? It's right here on film. Got it right here. And he said to Thatcher, Patton, give him a balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
I told you that one of my sons a couple of months ago said, Dad, you remember my 9-year-old flag football team? And I said, well, yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I remember going, but. He said, you know who that quarterback was? Tall, skinny kid. And I said, no. And he goes, that was George McIntyre. I said, it was? Yeah, Dad. So that was. More nominations as we continue. And there's room. There's room for more. So post them on Twitter at Bill is King or on the text line, which is
615-844-5600. Morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume flowing in right now from Rutherford County up through the Antioch area on 24 going westbound towards Nashville. They're moving a wreck Church Street at 15th there in the Midtown area. Tulip Grove Road at Raleigh Drive in Hermitage. That crash should be out of that intersection hopefully in just a few more minutes. 24/7 Reliable Crane and Rigging Services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding listeners that every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. Giving equals living, so please consider donating blood today. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
It's a Bill King Show.
We created a rule decades ago on the show. Weddings, things of that nature, during the playing portion, do not get consideration. No. Don't do that. Weddings are meant for the spring. They do not get consideration during the playing portion of the season. That's just the way we work it around here. That's the way we play it around here.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Bill, Chris, God love him. He's the biggest coaching bust sniffer in the industry. Same wherever he is, it's the same thing. Grissom, Kirk, smart butt kisses.
Cosby Counterman. We've got more nominations, and again, we still have room on Twitter at Bill O's King or on the text line 615-844-5600. Kevin in Dublin, Georgia, says, Bill, no balls to Coastal Carolina, losing this series to App State. Also no balls to Coastal for adopting another chicken in the state as a mascot while South Carolina already has the Gamecocks. How original there, Coastal. He says, Patton, give them, Coastal, a no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Buckeye Brenda up in Ohio says, Bill, balls of steel to coach, is it Nadine at Ohio State? For the women's ice hockey team, won the Frozen Four. Second time they've done it, Bill, in 3 years. For that, they get a balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Those are things that I would not know, but I get my knowledge from this show. That's interesting. Jeff, too. Bill, balls of steel to Alabama men's basketball, making it back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 90-91. So, first of all, to the basketball team, still alive, as he mentioned, in the Sweet 16, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
He said, no balls to Alabama baseball, though, for getting swept by Georgia. Yeah, lost all three. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Might as well say balls of steel, Patton, to Charlie Condon, 6'6", beast of a baseball player for the Bulldogs. Might be the top pick in the draft. Hit more dingers over the weekend. I don't know how many. Every time I looked up, it seemed like something was flying off his bat into the stands. Balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
All right, balls of steel to Tony Vols. They won 2 of 3. I don't know how many. How many runs did they put up in 3 games? Probably 40. I'm guessing they've hit more home runs from 21 to now than any other team in the country. And this team is looking a lot like that team from 2 years ago at the plate, just hitting dingers left and right. To Tony Vols there, Pat, and I know this pains you, no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Actually, that should have been balls of steel. Sorry. That was my nomination. I screwed it up. Hoptown Boy said, Bill, it's getting to become a bit of a habit, but both versions of gutless and nutless to Kentucky basketball and getting owned and operated by a transfer from Hillsdale College. So, Patton, if you could, both versions for Kentucky basketball of gutless and nutless.
It's gutless and nutless. He's gutless and nutless.
Brenda, I hope you didn't have a mouthful of coffee just then. That's funny. That's Craig and Myrtle Beach. That one's going to last on this show for centuries. By the time the AI robots completely take over, that clip's still going to be good. The AI robots that will take over this show someday, they'll run that clip. They'll say, no, that clip stays. That clip stays right there. Hoptown Boy, Kentucky basketball owned and operated by a transfer from Hillsdale. It's true. Kid dropped 32 on Kentucky. Kid was making threes from the parking lot. He didn't really look like a kid. I think he was a six-year player. Six-year player with no future, in the NBA at least. He might be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. I just mean as a basketball player. Against a bunch of Johnny Five Stars, dropped 32 on them. There's humor in there somewhere, right? There's got to be. Buckeye Brenda said, gutless and nutless. Now, just her version, I think, of this one, Patton, to Matt Painter, Purdue. Says, whining about the tournament venue and scheduling, Perdon't, she says, played 5 minutes away and they still couldn't fill the stands. To Matt Painter and his complaining, gutless and nutless.
It's gutless and nutless.
That's good. Perry Mason says, Bill, you're not allowed to talk baseball with Allen and Georgia Dog. He said, to both of them, for that stance that they've taken, no balls of steel to either one of them.
Can we get some balls around here?
I don't know if Georgia Dog is as hard in his stance on it as Allen. He may be. Yeah, he may be. I'm just not aware. Major moves down in West by God, Virginia. He says, Billy, balls of steel to Barnes boys. He's talking about Rick, regular season Rick, overcoming an ice-cold night shooting and still getting a postseason win by playing stifling defense against the fake UT. That's right, round of 32, UT beat UT. Both wear orange. More of a burnt orange in Texas, though, right? And Rick wins the ball game against his former team, the team he coached for many years. He says for that, major moves, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Yeah, my boys were all excited about that game, watching that game, enjoying it. Hurricane Mario checking in. Said, Bill, no balls to Miami baseball losing the series to Notre Dame this weekend and not looking good enough to make a regional right now with a 13-10 record. He says, for Miami baseball, no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
We talked about how Texas isn't ranked in the top 25. 12 SEC schools are, and I know baseball is not in the SEC until this next go-around. But I was looking at 12 SEC teams, or L-Dog pointed it out, And then Oklahoma's in there. But Texas is not. Miami not being a force in college baseball is also a crime. How can you be in Coral Gables, Florida, and not be a force in baseball? You know how we talk about in football recruiting all these years on the show about if you could just get, if you just had Dade, Palm Beach, and Broward counties, you just could get the best players out of there. You go anywhere, anytime, right? And you can say it about a few places. Greater Atlanta, the Houston area, the Dallas area, Los Angeles. State of Florida, what have you. But if you took Tony Vols, for example, I'm just randomly selecting somebody, Tony Vols, and said, we will give you the pick of players you want from Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade County down in South Florida. You take whoever you want. It'd be ridiculous. It'd be amazing what you could do with that. Yeah, Miami not being a significant force in college baseball is a crime. Time in Myrtle Beach seconds what Brenda was talking about earlier. Balls of steel to the Lady Buckeyes women's ice hockey team winning their second natty in 2 years. So first of all, another one for the Buckeye women on the ice. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Also, Balls of Steel to the Buckeye Pistol team winning their fourth natty in a row. Buckeyes collecting natties as we sit here. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
They got a pistol natty over the weekend, and they also won the, is it the Women's Frozen Four? You guys help me with my wordsmithing there. Bitcoin Playboy down in Athens, Georgia. Bill, no balls of steel to people that profess to love college football for decades while wanting to change college football for decades. He says, for that line of thinking, you get a no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Topwater Assassin. He says, Bill, no balls to Bovada, that'd be a betting site, for taking 75% of Johnny Vegas's plays off the board. I guess Johnny Vegas is in Florida, so it's not like he has all these apps he can play with. But you can go to Bet Online or Bovada, what have you. And plus, now Johnny Vegas lived for decades in Vegas. He's got connections out there, too. Where he can, well, if he wants to get down to bet, he can do it. But I guess I don't notice, I don't look at the baseball matchups nearly as meticulously as he does. So I didn't notice games that were not on the board. He would. Yeah, he would. So anyways, he said, Topwater Assassin, no balls to Bovada, taking 75% of Johnny Vegas's plays off the board. Also, they say parlays are mathematically stupid, but that's all I do in baseball. I can't lay minus 300, parlay two or three games to try and get back at least what I have in it. Good point. Good point. He says to what went on this weekend with the games, the limitations, all of that, Patton, he says that would be a big no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Georgia Dog says, news flash. I would love Georgia to be great in college. Is that baseball or basketball? He says, until they are, my world is college football. I have no room for college basketball as my world exists. Congrats to those who have great, I believe it's baseball, college baseball, proud for you. I think Georgia looks like they're on a good path in year one. Their baseball program. And aren't they about to put about $40 million into that baseball facility? Didn't they get the money approved on that down in Athens? I think so. Jim and Jupiter, even though it's in late August, he says, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Balls of steel to all the Noel fans heading to Ireland for the season opener. That would be Florida State in Dublin, Ireland, versus the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. All of that. He says, balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
That will be, that'll be fun. Allen in Tampa says, Bill, I'll put some drip on the south side of Chicago pistol team versus Ohio. yeah, they may win the pistol championship against some of these other teams. Take them on to the south side of Chicago, see how that pistol team does. Topwater Assassin, who's a Clemson fan, said, no balls. No, he said, give me, and I guess, let's do both versions here, Patton. He says, gutless and nutless to himself, not picking his team, Clemson, to get to the Sweet 16. Gutless and nutless.
It's gutless and nutless.
Not bad. Not bad. Tom in Myrtle Beach says, guys, can I get a Craig gutless and nutless for Kevin from Dublin for not knowing his favorite team, Coastal Carolina, was a division of South Carolina until 2000. So the University of South Carolina named them the Chanticleers. Kevin can't handle two Gamecocks beating his teams. He says, Patton, give him a Craig gutless and nutless.
He's gutless and nutless.
I want to repeat, did that hurt his voice? If I tried that, my voice would, my throat would jump out of my mouth. It would. Major Moves said, and what game was this? He said, to umpire Jeffrey Macias. Now, he's the one that Tony Vols cannot stand. He and Frank Anderson. Frank Anderson got ejected this weekend, too. But that was not Jeffrey Macias. What was Frank Anderson ejected for? It was in game two. Was it just arguing balls and strikes? Anyways, Jeff Macias is the one that Tony Vols is really bad blood. I mean, really personal bad blood. But Major Move says to umpire Jeff Macias for tossing the kid on a walk-off home run, tossed his helmet just before touching home plate. Zero balls. Yeah, we'll get to that when we come back. What game was that? Yeah, really bad blow with Tony Bowles there. All right, coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A couple of accidents still in the clearing stages out here. It remains a little bit crowded over here on 40 West at Spence Lane. All that traffic coming by B&A Airport there at Donaldson Pike, coming in from Hermitage Donaldson on 40 westbound. Still moving right now, 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. Now there's still heavy volumes of traffic that still continue to flow out of Rutherford County towards Nashville, probably for the next hour or so. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken's got you covered with catering. Check them out online, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
And now, the fine folks at FMR Construction Services are on the air, proudly saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military, both past and present. Thank you. This message is courtesy of FMR Construction Services, your certified pros. For commercial and residential roofing, general contracting, and painting needs, call FMR Construction Services today at 615-788-7662. 615-788-7662.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
I wish Derrick Henry all the luck in the world. And all I really want from Derrick Henry for me is that in a few years when Derrick Henry retires, I want him to retire as a Titan. I hope that the press conference is called here and there's a gathering over there and everyone cheers for Derrick Henry as he goes off into the sunset, hopefully over to Canton.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNS.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
All right. In 15 minutes, you guys will probably all be f***ing fine with this, okay? So I'll just sum it up this way, as fast as I can. That is the most humiliating game in the last f***ing 10 years I've been involved with. How can we f***ing get picked on the first base? How can you do that? Is that about? What do you think you're f***ing with there? This isn't about some goddamn game. This is about our lives.
Major Mills was talking about Colby Branch, Georgia player, walk-off grand slam. Jeffrey Macias is a punk. There's no other way to describe that guy. He is just a punk. Perfect word for him. Patton, go ahead. Jeffrey Macias, umpire, give him a no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Absolute punk. Perry Mason says, Bill, no balls to you, meaning me. We're talking pistol national championships. Bill, that's as bad as List Radio. Patton, to the host of the show, no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm just reading the nominations. If somebody wants to bring up did anybody win a marbles championship this past weekend? I'll put that one on, too, while we're at it. What, pistol natties don't count? Can't count those? Maybe we need a list of the only national championships that count. Can't win a pistol one. What'd be another one? Badminton. Anybody win a badminton championship over the weekend? Maybe we get that on the air. That'd be entertaining. That'd be real entertaining. Yeah, got room for a few more nominations. Kevin in Mule Town says, Bill, a horns down, no balls of steel to Texas fans. Had to watch Rick Barnes and Shaka Smart advance in the tournament. Former Texas basketball coaches. He says, horns down, but a no balls of steel there, Pat.
Bill's balls of steel.
He then says, Patton, this is going to be tough for you to hit the button on this one. He said, no balls to Vanderbilt, got swept in baseball, and then having to watch Bryce Drew win a tournament game. He said, sorry about that, Patton, but ain't no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
I like no Bryce Drew, Bill. What's all that about?
I know. Did you have to force your hand to do that?
Basically, yes.
Kevin in Chicago, no Kev, said, Bill, no balls to the Southeastern Conference pretending it just means more in basketball. We know they're living a lie. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Just saying. Well, and Kentucky's not even, Kentucky got knocked out basically by Hillsdale College. Let's just go ahead and change the whole story that Kentucky got put out, not by Oakland County, Detroit, but they got put out by Hillsdale College. Kid who is probably a good YMCA midday player puts 32 on the Cats. Eliminates them. I bet you today, nobody on that Kentucky team could tell you the name of the player that put 32 on him and beat him. Craig in North Augusta, South Carolina, says balls of steel to the Yard Gamecocks, breaking out the broom, sweeping the number 3 ranked Doors this weekend. Pitching has been lights out so far. Yeah, JC was a little worried about the hitting. That picked up too. He said to the Gamecocks, baseball team, give them a balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Yeah, they are impressive. Now, how that translates to the rest of the year, we'll find out. Just saying. B-Rad in the 615. Bill, did you hear the Grand Canyon U screamer? Awful. Rival the Vandy Whistler, so annoying. I did not. Is there an audio clip of that? I'd like to hear that. Yeah, I'd like to hear that. No, I did not. I did not hear that, even though I did win a 5-team parlay, which almost got eliminated because I had Houston in the Aggie game, and they had to pull that one out. Buckeye Brenda said, just so we know, over the weekend, the Buckeyes won the NCAA Pistol Championship, Women's Ice Hockey Frozen Four, which is the NCAA, and Jesse Mendez won the NCAA Wrestling Crown at the 141-pound weight. I told you. Buckeyes are collecting natties over the weekend. What were you doing? I was cooking ribs. While I'm out there like a lazy bum cooking ribs, the Buckeyes are out there collecting natties. What's up with that? I didn't win a barbecue natty over the weekend. I will say that cooking ribs at 240 instead of 225 works better for me. Yeah, it tends to work better for me. All right, we got a few more we can get to. Fast moving Monday edition, y'all. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be there Friday.
Good morning. A couple of accidents still in the clearing stages out here. It remains a little bit crowded over here on 40 West at Spence Lane. All that traffic coming by B&A Airport there at Donaldson Pike, coming in from Hermitage Donaldson on 40 westbound. Still moving right now, 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. Now there's still heavy volumes of traffic that still continue to flow out of Rutherford County towards Nashville, probably for the next hour or so. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken's got you covered with catering. Check them out online, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Ah, fun is in full bloom, Tennessee, and the multiplier instant games are buzzing in. These colorful tickets offer chances to multiply your wins 10, 20, 50, and even 100 times. It's a beautiful day for bigger and bigger prizes, and they're ripe for the picking right now. Find the multiplier instant games today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over two decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
It's JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
LSU is an 800-pound gorilla with a chainsaw for a penis.
All right, we've got more. Those of you complaining, Vandy winning bowling natties, Ohio State winning a pistol natty, and also the women's Frozen Four, and an NCAA wrestling championship at the 141-pound weight class. Ags and Strohs has one from the Texas coast. Bill, A&M over the weekend picked up a collegiate cricket championship. He said, Bill, Bowls of Steel to Aggie cricket team winning the natty. Gig them, Bill. Give them Pat Nay Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
There you go. How many shows do you know? If you're driving down the road right now, wherever you're located, you hear the host update the latest cricket natty.
Bill, when's the underwater basket weaving natty? When's that given out?
I don't know. What season is that? Is that now or is that in the fall?
Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, if somebody wins a natty in underwater basket weaving, that we'll get it on the air. I know that. Yeah, I know that. I'm not shy about it. Allen in Tampa said, Bill, I won the shrimp boiling natty on Sunday. I believe that. Allen in Tampa wins the excavator. I always get that wrong. He wins the national championship in that every week of the year. He's got unlimited natties when it comes to that. Topwater Assassin. Bill, is there anything more cruel than betting a 9-point dog, they're down 5, start fouling, and get beat by 11? Maybe that's the real reason for the downfall of college basketball. That is cruel. Georgia Dog said, Bill, when I use the acronym CBB, that could be both college baseball and college basketball. Means either. Yeah, it can mean either, Bill. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, I didn't watch the game, but based on Hawkeye Jason's retweets, no balls to the officials in the MTSU-LSU women's basketball game. Some sort of the worst-sided calls ever. Yeah, I saw where Coach Rick Ensel apparently started his press conference by briefly saying something about 45 to 50 fouls called on his team in that bowl game. And they had a fantastic year, his program did. He and his son, Matt, they have done a fantastic job there at MTSU and had another really good year. But, yeah, I did see that. I didn't know the context of it other than the comment on it. But Patton, he said, go ahead and give the officials in the game a no balls of steel. They deserve it. Jeffrey Macias was not the one calling that game either. Yeah, Jeffrey Macias. B-Red, Bill, how long did you smoke the ribs at 240? 3-2-1 method. 3 hours with the bone side up. Then I wrap them for 2 hours, meat side up, and I apply a little bit of butter and a little bit of honey then. Then after those 2 hours, I unwrap them, and then I start basting them with barbecue sauce and a little bit more honey, starting with the bone side and finishing with the meat side. So it should be 6 hours. 240. Now, again, that might not be what works best for you depending on the machine you're using. I just know that 225, I was not getting done in 6 hours. It was taking 7.5 plus to get everything nice and tender. I turned it up 15 degrees, and that's still not too hot. Some people smoke them hotter than that, up to 260, 270. 240 seems to be right for me. Now, I know some of you, Allen in Tampa, on his smoker, he goes 225. He said it works fine. He doesn't need the extra temp. Mine does, for whatever reason, which works. Yesterday, I put them on at 915. And now, again, you're going to say, well, 6 hours would be 3:15. It's probably more around 4:15 just because of the time spent. When I wrap them, I take them off. That's probably 20 minutes right there. Wrap them, I add a little bit of honey, add butter, a little bit of butter. And that's probably 15, 20 minutes me doing that and putting them back in. But that works. The 240 is, the best way to do it for me. And I think Josh with his smoker said that around there is best for him too. It works best for him. All I know is somewhere around the 225 to 240 mark when it comes to your smoking. Also, if you didn't get one, they have that additional smoke box you can buy that goes on the end of your smoker. Like I told you, I had one that was in the box for 3-4 years. They sent me, and I hadn't used it. And finally, about 2 months ago, we attached it. It's fantastic. Yeah, it is wonderful. tomorrow. Griff, oh, what can he say to tick everybody off? Griff tomorrow, probably take a shot at ETN and get everybody riled up. Gator Dave with us tomorrow and also Bart. Blush Pop.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark, a major leadership